Agriculture was in the spotlight at the Climate Summit in Paris this week. During one of several meetings he participated in, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack talked about what USDA is doing to help farmers adapt to climate change and reduce carbon emissions.
The utilization of research and technology, the development of crops that will allow us to adapt more effectively to climate change, the development of climate hubs, where we're assessing our vulnerabilities and identifying technologies and techniques that could be available in each region of the country to increase American productivity, and the 10 building blocks where we are challenging American agriculture to reduce its emissions to contribute to the U.S. commitment of reducing emissions overall 26% to 28% based on 2005 baseline. These building blocks are comprehensive: soil health, water, forest, livestock, energy are being addressed. It's voluntary, it's incentive-based, and it has a very aggressive goal to double the rate of emission reductions within the next 10 years.
Vilsack also introduced a new climate change report from USDA, and co-author Peter Backlund of Colorado State University talked about some ways to mitigate the negative impact of climate change on the world's food system.
On the production side, it's possible to modify and enhance crops through breeding. You can grow different crops. You can alter practices on the farm. All those still have significant potential to improve the situation. And there are all kinds of techniques, both new techniques and traditional techniques, for storage. It's likely that we're going to have a greater need for increased cold storage. That also has energy implications and a negative feedback into the whole climate change challenge. But traditional practices like drying and salting and pickling, things like that, really have potential to help deal with this issue as well.
Yet another event at the summit was presented by the Sustainability Initiative Field to Market, where South Dakota Farmer and National Corn Growers Association board member Keith Alverson took part in a panel discussion and later talked with Brownfield Ag News about it.
We were talking, on behalf of corn from the angle of soil health and sustainability. And so we've got an initiative called the Soil Health Partnership to work on building soil health and farmers talking to farmers on best management practices. And then I got to talk about corn's ability to sequester carbon. This being, of course, a climate conference, carbon dioxide and carbon sequestration and carbon emissions are big issues. And so I got a chance to talk about corn's ability to take carbon dioxide from the atmosphere and put it down into our soils and build organic matter.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.